您只好停在这里。
We have to cease here because of the time constraint.
儿童主日学的老师们跟孩童们可以参加你们的主日学。
Sunday school teachers and children can go to their Sunday school classes.
我们弟兄姊妹来唱404首。
Let's sing hymn 404.
This is the 有四题，但是为了时间的关系，我们只唱第一节跟第三节。第一节跟第二节。
We only sing the first and the second stanzas.
讲到神在基督里面所成功的一个事实。
This hymn is about the fact that Christ has, that God has accomplished in Christ.
那就是我们与主耶稣已经完全合而为一。
That's we, Jesus, and we are one.
像我们刚才我们擘饼，把饼吃到我们的里面。
Just like when we took the bread and ate the bread,
也把杯喝到我们的里边
and drink the cup,
就是见证我们与主，主与我们，那是合而为一的。
To testify that the Lord and we and the Lord are one.
这个事实需要圣灵来启示在我们的里边。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal this.This fact in us.
是要我们来看见。
So we can see.
也是我们在信心里边来领受的。
So we in faith, we receive this fact.
并且也是我们在信心里面宣告的。
Also, in faith, we declare this fact.
第二节说，与你合一，化身之子，做你奥秘的肢体。
So like the second stance, we are one. We are the one of your body, member of your body.
因你诞生，与你炼之，与你一同可此地。
So one with thee, the Son anointed, share to the Spirit's power.
这都是何等荣耀的一个奥秘。
This is a glorious mystery.
我们做主耶稣基督身体里面一个奥秘的肢体。
We are a mystery member of the body of Christ.
我们再把第二节来唱一遍。
Let's sing the stanzas too.
与你合一，化身看你，做你奥秘。
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们虽然渺小。
Although we are small.
虽然卑微。
We are low, lowly.
我们却已经与这尊贵的主连接在一起。
But we are already united with our Lord of glory.
因为圣灵已经把你永远的生命赐给我们。
Because through the Holy, by the Holy Spirit, you gave us the eternal life.
借着这个生命，我们与你已经连接在一起。
And through this life, we are united with you.
就像枝子连在葡萄树上一样。
Like the branch united with the wine.
我们正是愿意圣灵把这个荣耀的事实开启在我们的里面。
May the Holy Spirit open this fact in us about this.
让我们能够因此与你连接在一起，可以享受你主般的丰富。
So we may be united with you and partake in all your glory, your abundance.
并且让你荣耀丰富的生命从我们这些枝子身上能够流露出去。
May your abundant life be flowed from us.
今天早晨我们在这聚集的时候，
When this morning when we gather before you,
愿主荣耀的灵亲自与我们同在。
May Lord your spirit of glory be with us.
求你用羔羊的血洁净讲话的人的口。
May the blood of the lamb cleanse the mouth of the speaker.
求你圣灵的膏油涂抹在讲话的人的口中。
May your spirit of oil anoint the speaker.
让我们今天早晨在这里说话的是主你自己要来说。
Because for the one who speaks is the Lord speaking.
愿你把你的同在赐给我们今天早晨的聚会。
May Lord give us your presence this morning.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们要和弟兄姊妹来读两段圣经。
So brothers and sisters, we're going to read some scriptures.
我们先读罗马书第十二章。
First, we read Romans chapter 12.
Romans 12, 章我们从第一节读到第十六节。
We read Romans chapter 12 from verse 1 to 16.
我想我读一节。英文读一句好吧。
We read verse by verse.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。英文读第一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices.Holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察念何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
Just as each of us has one body with many members,And these members do not all have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
So in Christ we also are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，何所预言就当照着信心的程度 做预言。
We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith.
或做执事，就当专以执事；或做教道的，就当专以教道。
If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach.
或做劝化的，就当专以劝化。施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶。善要清净。
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推攘。
Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐。
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
祷告要恒切，圣徒缺乏要帮补，渴要一味的宽待。
Share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn.
要彼此同心。不要自己高大，倒要复救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
我们要再读哥林多前书第十二章。
We're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
本来我们要读很多，但是时间的关系我们就挑几出来读啊。
Because time constraint, we're going to pick out some verses.
我们从第十三节开始读。
We begin with verse 13.
十三节读到二十六节。
Verse 13 to 26.
这次我想我们中文先把整段读下来，然后在英文来读整段。
So we read in Chinese first and English the whole passage.
十三节啊，我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。设若脚说我不是手，所以不束缚身子，他不能因此就不束缚身子。设若耳说我不是眼，所以不束缚身子，他也不能因此就不束缚身子。若全身是眼，从哪里听声呢？若全身是耳，从哪里闻味呢？但如今神随自己的意思把肢体聚各安排在身上了。若都是一个肢体，身子在哪里呢？但如今肢体是多的，身子却是一个。眼不能对手说我用不着你，头也不能对脚说我用不着你。不但如此，身上肢体人以为软弱的更是不可少的。身上肢体我们看为不体面的， 愈发给他加上体面，不均美的愈发得到均美。我们均美的肢体自然用不着装饰，但神配搭这身姿，把加倍的体面给那就欠缺的肢体，免得身上分门别类，总要彼此自己彼此相顾。若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体的荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。好。
First Corinthians 12:13-26. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of the hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of in the body, every one of them, just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would be the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I do not need you. On the contrary, these parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body, has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffer, every part suffer with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices in it, with it.
圣经就先读到这里。
That's our scripture reading.
上一次我在这里曾经说到过，神有一个极其荣耀的心意。
Last time I mentioned here that our God has a so great a purpose.
那就是要为他的儿子耶稣基督来建立一个身体。
Is to establish a body for his son, our Lord Jesus.
让基督的荣耀丰富能够从这个身体中彰显在宇宙中间。
So the glory and abundant glory of God can be manifest through his body.
因为神是非常宝爱他的儿子耶稣基督。
Because God is so treasured his son, our Lord Jesus.
他已经把他一切的荣耀丰富都放在他儿子的里面。
He has put all his glory abundance in his son.
并且神呢要使他儿子的这般荣耀丰富能够显在宇宙的中间。
And he also would have his son's abundant glory be revealed in the whole universe.
所以神就要为他的儿子耶稣基督呢来建立一个身体。
That's why God has to establish a body for his son.
这就是我们今天这个时候讲到的基督的身体。
This is why today we have to talk about the body of Christ.
关于基督的身体是一个极大的奥秘。
This about the body of Christ is so great a mystery.
是使徒保罗在神面前为我们祷告。
Because the apostle Paul prayed before God for each of us.
他要求神把那个智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
He prayed to God to give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们能够明白这一个奥秘。
So we can understand this mystery.
今天早晨呢，我就要大家讲到这个基督身体的显出。
Today I'm going to talk about the manifestation of the body of Christ.
我要分几个点来讲。
I have a few points to talk about this.
第一个点呢，就是圣灵已经把我们的许多蒙主救赎的人呢，在圣灵里边已经进成一个身体了。
The first point is by the Holy Spirit, all the saved and all the saints being baptized into one body.
这就是刚才我们说到的哥林多前书第十二章十三节的话。
That's from what we just read, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
他说我们不拘是犹太人或者是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的。我们都从一位圣灵受浸，成了一个身体了。
For it says, whether Jews or Greek, slave or free, and we were all given the one body, we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
要注意这句话，圣经上的话，他说我们圣灵已经把我们在圣灵里边浸成一个身体了。
That's what the Bible says, the God's word said we were all baptized into one body.
就像我们今天早晨不凭纪念主所做的事情。
That's what we did, when we, break the bread, to remembrance the Lord.
我们的主耶稣啊是一粒麦子。
Our Lord is, one grain of wheat.
这粒麦子落在这里死了呢，就结出许多的籽粒来。
So this, grain of wheat, fell into the ground and yield many grain of wheat.
那么这些籽粒呢，一粒一粒的籽粒呢，就是我们一个一个蒙恩的基督徒。
Each one of these grain is each one of us.
但是呢，神又借着圣灵呢，把这个麦子一粒一粒的麦子啊，把它磨成粉，把它变成制成一个身一个饼。
Through the Holy Spirit, each grain is grind into the wheat, into the flour.
所以弟兄姊妹知道我们今天在不凭纪念主是做什么。
So you know that what we did when we broke the bread in remembrance of the Lord?
我们也是见证这一件荣耀的事。
Because we were testifying this glorious fact.
我们都是主耶稣就是这一粒麦子长出来的。生命的籽粒。
We are a grain of life from our Lord.
但神不是要我们一个一个的基督徒。
But the Lord, our Lord, the God's
神预在圣灵
里面 purpose, not each one of us separately.
神预在圣灵里面把我们结合成为一个饼。
In the Spirit, the Lord, the God is to have us come together into to make a bread.
把我们这麦子都磨碎。
So all the grain would be grind to flour.
这个磨碎是很需要神的恩典啊。
Because by grace, this is we were grind.
圣灵在我们身上工作。
Because the Holy Spirit work on us.
把我们这个人压碎。
We were pressed.
使我们脱离掉自己旧造的光景。
From our old self.
然后在圣灵里面呢，结合成为一体。
So in the Spirit, we were combined together.
这些麦子啊，磨成粉了之后啊。圣灵们就调和集合成为一个饼了。
When the wheat was grind into flour, we were made into one bread.
所以圣经里面讲一句话，他讲的我们不比那种，我们最多人是一个饼，一个身体。
So when the Bible says, so although we are many, but we are only one body and one bread.
我真是愿意圣灵在开启每一个弟兄姊妹的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit open the eyes of each of our brothers and sisters.
我们今天得救了之后啊，我们都在圣灵里边被他制作成了一个身体。
When we were saved, we were made into one body.
是教会在地上呢，就是基督的身体来彰显基督的荣耀丰富的。
So the church on earth is the body of Christ to manifest the glory of Christ.
所以今天我们不是个人。
So we are not the individual.
我们不是一个一个的基督徒。
We are not a Christian individually.
神要的是把我们这些基督徒都在圣灵里边浸成一个身体的。
Because God, what God do is to baptize each one of us into one body.
这是一个属灵的事实。
This is a spiritual fact.
也是我们这里要做的见证。
This is our testimony.
那么第二点呢？ 我们来讲到这个基督的身体怎样显出来。
The second point is how this body of Christ is manifest.
基督的身体显出来，第一件事情呢，就要求我们这些的神的儿女啊，来把自己的身体献上，当作活祭。
The first requirement of the body of Christ to be manifest is to every one of us present our body as a living sacrifice.
所以罗马书第十二章第一节说啊，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
So in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 is, Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice.
这个才是神所喜悦。
This is pleasing to God.
并且我们如此侍奉呢，是理所当然的。
This is spiritual act of worship.
我们如此侍奉，就在基督的身体里边来侍奉。
When we serve our Lord, is serve in the body.
他下面还叫我们不要效法这个世界的样子，只要心意更新的变化，叫你们察念何为神的善良、成全和喜悦的旨意。
Also, it says that do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is.It's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
圣经啊，正是神的话呀。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
圣经是极其宝贵的神的话。
Bible is the most precious word of God.
在圣经里面呢，神的启示是非常的清楚，非常的明亮。
Because in the Bible, the God's revelation is very clear and bright.
罗马书第一章到第八章。就讲到神在我们身上所做的工作。
From Romans chapter 1 through 8, it tells what God's works on us.
神先光照我们了，叫我们认识自己原来是一个败坏的罪人。
God enlightened us to acknowledge that we are sinners.
然后借着我们认识主耶稣基督的救赎而重生得救了。
Through the salvation of our Lord, we are saved.
因他的宝血就是我们洗，把我们洗净，使我们称义。
Because of the cleansing of His precious blood, we are justified.
并且圣灵的工作都在我们身上，使我们成为圣洁。
Because of the word of the Holy Spirit,We were sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
然后神还要借着圣灵，要把磨成神儿子的模样。
So through the Holy Spirit, we will be conformed to the image of His Son.
那就是叫我们在主里边与基督同得荣耀。
So we would share the glory, partake in His glory.
所以你去到前面罗马书第一章到第八章啊，就看见神的工作是何等的奇妙啊。
So we can see the amazing work that that God has in chapter Romans chapter 1 through 8.
像我们这样败坏的罪人呢，竟然能够重生得救，被洗净称义，还叫我们得荣耀，有主耶稣的荣耀的样子在我们上出现。
For us, the so corrupt people that we can be saved, we can be justified and be sanctified and glorified.
但是到这里啊，并不停止。
But it would, His grace would not cease here.
到了罗马书十二章开始呢，就来讲到神要把我们领进基督的身体这一个事实的里面。
From chapter 12, see the fact that God led us into His body of glory.
所以前面讲到好像是神在我们个人身上所做的工作。
In the beginning, it tells God's word on us individually.
那也是我们许多基督徒所爱慕、所追求的事实。
That's what we seek, what we go after.
但神的工作不停在这里。
But God's word does not cease here.
因为神的工作是要把我们就成为建立成为一个基督的身体的。
God's word is to build us up as a body of Christ.
所以从十二章开始啊，就来讲到基督的身体。
From chapter 12 on, it tells about the body of Christ.
使徒保罗说啊，你们要为神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
Because Apostle Paul says that in ways of God's mercy to offer your body as a living sacrifice.
然后叫你们能够察念何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we may be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
弟兄姊妹，你要好好的思想神的话语。
Brothers and sisters, consider carefully God's word.
他这里讲到神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
Here it mentions God's will, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
神的这个善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意是什么呢？
What's this God's will that is His good, pleasing, and perfect will?
他下面就讲下去啊，就是基督的身体的出现。
This is the appearance of the body of Christ.
他说，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身。
So we many become a body.
所以神的那个善良、成全和喜悦的旨意，就是要为他的儿子基督建立这个身体。
This God's good, pleasing, and perfect will is to establish the body for His Son.
要把我们众圣徒都带进这个基督的身体的里面。
All the saints, believers, will be led into His body.
这弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？
Brother and sister, can you see this?
当神的儿女被主的爱所激励，肯把我们自己的身体献上当作活祭的时候，基督的身体就出现
了。When the God's children compelled by the love of God, offer up the bodies, then the body of Christ will be manifest.
这基督的身体能不能够出现，就在于神的儿女有没有把我们自己的身体献上去当作活祭给神。
Whether the body of Christ can be shown forth is whether we as children of Christ is whether we offer our body as a living sacrifice.
你想想，假如我们这些都蒙恩的神的儿女。
So many of our God's children who are saved,
我们都只关心自己的事。
We only concerned about our own matters.
我只要得救就可以了。
As long as I'm saved, I'm okay.
我只要在难处当中能够祷告神，神把我的问题解决就可以了。
As long as God, through my prayer, God would help me with my problem.
或许我进一步追求圣洁。
Or I pursued holiness.
追求过得胜的生活。
I pursued overcoming life.
甚至我也追求能够像主，让主的荣耀的模样从我身上彰显出来。
Or I pursue the, to become the, conform to the likeness of our Lord and show forth His beauty.
但是却不肯把自己的身体具体的献上去。
Concretely offer our body as a living sacrifice.
因为我们每一个人，我们都有自己的事。
Because every one of us have our own things, our matters.
我们有自己的理想。
We have our own goal.
我们有自己的前途。
We have our own destiny.
我们有自己的事业。
We have our own career.
我们自己有自己的家庭。
We have our own families.
我们有很多很多要做的事。
We have many things to do.
所以呢，我已经是忙得不得了了。
I'm already so busy.
我家里的事情、工作的事情已经够忙的了。
My family and my work already keep me so busy.
所以关于神的事情、关于神家的事情呢，我就没办法。
For the matters of the household of God, I can't do anything.
就像主耶稣讲的比喻啊，有一个人说：“我有几头牛要去试试看。
”Just like in our Lord's parable, it says somebody says, "I have a new."Oxen, I want to try them.
今天我有田地里面的工作，我要去做我田地的工作去。
Now today I have some work in the field, I need to do the work.
或者我刚刚娶了妻子，我要过夫妻的生活去。
Now I just got married, I need to have some married life.
你想想呢，如果我每一个人都只关心了自己这许多的事情。
So if every one of us just concerned about his own matters.
没办法把自己的身体献上给神，当作活祭来被神使用。
And not offering His own body is the living sacrifice for the use of God.
你想今天可不可能呢？有基督的身体出现
？So can it be a body of Christ manifest?
那个基督的身体是看不见。
So the body of Christ cannot be seen.
是基督的身体出现，必须要神的儿女来把我们自己的身体献上。
So the manifestation of the Christ, the body of Christ, need every child of God to offer his body as living sacrifice.
因为我是主耶稣基督的宝血所买回来的人。
Because I'm redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
因为我是圣灵所重生的人。
Because I'm regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
哦，神的爱是那么浩大的临到我。
So great love from of God that have
神是这么爱我，关心我，做工在我的身上。
God so love me and work on me.
是神啊，虽然我在地上有许多许多事要做。
Oh God, even I have so many things on earth I need to do.
但是因着你爱的激励，我要把自己的身体献上给你，当作活祭。
But because your love, I'm willing to offer my body as a living sacrifice.
这样一来啊，你看基督的身体啊就出现了。
As a result, the body of Christ is manifest.
我常常想到我在60年之前受浸的时候。
I still remember when I was baptized 60 years ago.
那一天晚上，礼拜六的晚上，我们大概300左右的人一起受浸。
Saturday evening, there were about 300 people who were baptized.
这个300左右的人啊，我们在礼拜的晚上，你两个小时之内统统的受浸完毕。
So in that Saturday evening, all these 300 people were baptized just in 2 hours.
所以当我们从浸池里面上来，在房间里面换衣服的时候
，when each one of us is raised from the water and go into the room to change，
我听见旁边有一个新受浸的弟兄啊，就在那叫着了。
I heard from a new brother who was just baptized。
他说：“神的家呢，真是奇妙啊
！”I so amazing that in the house of God，
那真是世界上的其他的单位通通都不一样、啊。
It's so different from all other kind of world organization。
你看看这般基督徒啊，在你看在今天晚上的聚会里面。配搭的多么整齐啊
！I see the whole so orderly that everyone work together.
你看我们这个300人受浸了两个钟的时间，通通都完毕了。
Because 300 people were baptized just in 2 hours.
所以看见这些基督徒这帮弟兄姊妹啊，在那一同配搭起了那个服饰啊，他说太叫我的心中受到感动。
He was so touched by the way that the brothers and sisters work together.And in cooperation.
那就是因为这许多的弟兄姊妹啊，他们都把自己的身体献上，一同配搭在一起啊。那么结果呢，在人看起来不大容易完成的事情，一下就完成了。
Since all the brothers and sisters give their body as a sacrifice, they work together and cooperate together. That's such a difficult thing to make easy.
所以我们要认识，我们是基督的身体，是身体上的一个肢体。
We have to know that the body of Christ, we are one of the members of the body.
这就是第三点我要讲到。
This is the third point I'm going to talk about.
我们要认识我们每一个人都是基督身体上的一个肢体。
Every one of us have to understand that we are a member of the body of Christ.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一个身体，互相联络的肢体。
Because we are formed into one body, and we are member of the body.
我再重复，我们这许多信主得着主生命的人，这个生命就把我们跟主连接在一起。
Because we believe in the Lord, we have the life of the Lord, or the life of the Lord make us into one body.
所以是我们在基督身体里面呢，我们就成为基督身体上的一个肢体了。
So in the body of Christ, we become a member of the body.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须要知道，我们既然得救了之后，我们不是单独一个人做基督徒。
So brother, sister, you have to know that when we are saved, we are not become member individually.
我们就众圣徒连聚在一起，一同来做肢，互相联络做肢体的。
So all the saints have to be member of one another.
是圣灵把我们集合在一起啊，我们就成为一个团体的人了。
When the Holy Spirit put us together, we become a corporate person.
这个团体的人呢，就叫做基督的身体。
This corporate person is the body of Christ.
那我们在基督的身体里面互相联络做肢体呢，有许多的功课要学习。
So there are so many things to learn to be a member to one another.
第一点啊，就是每一个肢体都有肢体的功用。
The first point is that every member has his own function.
你想想，在我们的身上。
You look at your own body.
我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，我们的鼻子，我们的口。
You can see our eyes, our nose, our ear and mouth.
我们的手，我们的脚等等。
Our hands and our foot.
你想有哪一个肢体是没有用的？
Can you see any member that have no use?
上一个礼拜，另三个弟兄这里讲到教会的建造。
So last week, Brother Lin talked about the establishment, the build up of the church.
连一个小小的小指头啊，看起来没有什么用处呢，其实也很有用处。
Even the small fingers is very, very useful.
我们有些基督徒啊，就常常觉得我这个人好像没有什么用处。
Some Christians just consider that they are of no use.
或者说，我不知道我有什么功用。
Or I do not know what my function is.
所以呢，一个基督徒有没有功用，或者显得出显不出功用。
Whether a Christian have any function or cannot be or of any function.
我想主要的是有两件事情。
The most important point is there are two things.
第一点呢，就我们的功用是随着生命的长大而显出来的。
Because our function is according to the growth of our life.
你看一个婴孩啊，刚刚生下来的时候啊，他那个肢体都显不出功用来的。
Right, look at the newborn baby. You can see that the baby's the body cannot function too much.
这个婴孩刚刚生出来，眼睛也不会看。
For newborn, the eyes cannot see well.
手也不会拿东西的。
The hand cannot grab anything.
这个腿当然更不会走路了。
The feet cannot run.
因为他还是一个婴孩。
Because it's still a baby.
那等到他慢慢长大之后呢？
When the baby grows up.
过了几天之后，他眼睛能够看到东西了。
After a few days, the baby's eyes can see.
他的耳朵也能够听到人讲话了。
Baby's ear can hear people speaking.
那慢慢的呢，他到了大概六七个月或者七八个月呢，他就会爬了。
Gradually, after six or seven months, he can crawl.
但是他还站不起来。
But the baby cannot stand.
大概这样快将近快一岁的时候呢，他能够站起来了。
About 1 year old, the baby can stand up now.
然后过了一岁多一点呢，他慢慢就会走路了。
After 1 year or so, it's time walking.
所以你看见啊，这个婴孩刚刚生出来的每一个肢体啊，虽然在那里，但是呢，没有显，还不能用。
When you see a newborn baby with all the baby's members of his body, but still cannot function.
这种生命渐渐增长了之后啊，它的功用就一点一点就显出来。
When the life of the baby grows up gradually, the function of his members start to appear.
所以我们基督徒做基督生的肢体也是这样子的。
So we are as the member of the body of Christ, it's the same.
我们必须要在属灵生命上好好的追求长进啊，那个功用就一点一点就显出来。
So we have to in our spiritual life we see the grow up in this life and then we can start the function of our members.
我刚刚信主得救的时候啊，我就不会祷告。
So when I first saved, I did not know how to pray.
像弟兄姊妹常常就说你要祷告要祷告，我就怕死了。
So brother and sister urged me to pray, but I was so afraid.
我说，这个祷告 说太难太难，我不会祷告。
I told myself that praying is so difficult. I'm not going to pray.
以后我在组里边日子稍微多一点。
After that, I have some time after I was in the Lord.
有了一点点的长进之后呢
，When I have grown up,
我就学会了可以祷告了。
Then I learn how to pray.
所以这个随着生命的长进啊而改变，而显出来。
So the grow up of this life would make a difference.
第二个点呢，就是要显出功用来了，还需要操练。
The second point for to have our function is to we need to exercise.
因为每一个肢体啊都需要操练。
Each member has to do exercise.
你看这个小孩子啊，要学走路啊，要学操，要去操练。
Like the little child who learned to walk, need to practice.
他先是连爬都不会的。
First, the baby couldn't even crawl.
可能太小的时候，三四个月人，连坐都不会坐。
Even cannot sit up at the 3 months or four months old.
大概等到七个月才会坐起来。
Probably until the 7 months, the baby can sit.
但是呢，他的手啊，他的脚啊，都在锻炼。
But the baby's hands and feet are still exercising.
到了七八个月呢，他还不会走路，但是他会八个月就会爬了。
Even it could not walk after 7 months, but it can crawl.
这个爬的时候啊，我看见我的外甥呢，他是。不是向前爬，就是向后爬的。
所以 when I look at my grandson, he did not crawl forward, but crawl backward.
本来是向后爬的，后来会变成向前爬了。
After crawling backward a little while, then start to crawl forward.
然后这么锻炼，最后几个月的时候，他就会站起来，会走路了。
So after exercising and practicing a few months, he can walk.
我们基督徒啊，也需要去锻炼我们的功用。
So we as Christian, we have to exercise our function.
在锻炼的时候呢，可能你会做出很多事情。
Maybe during in your exercising your function, you may make mistakes.
但是你总是要学着把每一样事情都去做一做。
But you have to learn how to get into each function.
比方有弟兄姊妹需要帮助，我就帮助他。
For example, if some brother and sister need help, you offer your help.
有的人我需要就在关心他的灵魂，去传福音给他，向他做见证。
Somebody may need some word of comfort, and then you offer the word of comfort.
来到神的家中，来到神的家中呢，看见神家里有什么需要呢，我就尽量去做一做。
If you see the needs in the household of God, then you do something.
开始的时候呢，你可能样样都做，可能好些人都做不好。
Maybe you don't do well in each one of the function.
这个错误白错
了。Maybe you make many mistakes.
这也没关系。
But it shouldn't matter.
你看这个小孩，婴孩啊，小孩，他就因为还不会走路，他用手来爬，手跟脚一起并用啊，这个手当做脚来用的。
Just like a little baby, when the baby tried to walk, he used the hands and the feet too.
这个手不是叫你在地上爬的，手是叫你站起来，可以有另外的功用的，是不是啊？
So the hands are not for crawling, it's for better use.
那开始他就会这个，先于这个就这么试着来做。
But this the baby just used this as his first step to.
所以你说我也不会传福音。
So you say I'm not able to know how to preach the gospel.
我也不会探访。
I don't know how to do visitation.
我也不会去关心弟兄姊妹的需要。
I cannot do any comforting for.
我也不知道我是招待好呢，我还是在厨房的工作好。
Should I be a usher or work at the kitchen?
我是领诗歌好呢，还是祷告好？
Should I lead the praising team or should I just offer prayer?
这其实你每一样都可以去试着学习学习。
So you should learn in each one of these functions.
慢慢的学的时候，你觉得某一方面呢，当你去做的时候，特别有主的同在。
So gradually, when you learn from this exercise, you especially in one of the tasks, you may feel the presence of the Lord.
在某一方面呢，你觉得，我这样做起来就 很里面很有足的膏油，并且很能够显出一些功能来。
So when you do certain tests, you can see that it's full of the anointing from the Lord, and also you can function to the utmost.
所以我碰见有些弟兄姊妹，他还能够传福音。
I encounter some brothers and sisters who know very well how to preach the gospel.
我认识一家的弟兄姊妹。
I know some brothers and sisters.
他家里是做五金生意的，开五金行的。
They have a hardware business.
结果呢，他信徒得救之后啊，他就那一条街上都是开五金行的。
Because after he was saved, because on the streets, all the stores were hardware stores.
结果他就把那条街上开五金行的这些同僚啊，通通都到他教会来听福音。
So he brought all these people who open hardware store on the same street to the church to listen to the gospel.
我们就好多变成好多基督徒在那里那条街上。
So that on that street, all these people, businessmen became Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹说，这条街现在可以叫做福音街了。
You can call this street as the street of gospel.
因为自从那个地方得救了之后，他就一传福音了，就把这些同行都通通带领信主了。
Because after he was saved, he brought all these people on this street to come to know the Lord.
我也认识有些弟兄姊妹，他一得救的时候就喜欢的是招待。
I encountered some brother who want to do be the usher after saved.
他做招待真是有很好的功用啊。
Because being usher, he functioned
to his utmost. 他不但是叫那个被招待的人呢，就感觉到亲戚，感觉到主的同在。
Not only that the someone that he greets feel the presence of the Lord.
并且他还能够把这些弟兄姊妹一个一个带到前排的座位上。
He could also let the brother and sister to the front of the hall.
所以真正的招待不是站在门口发发诗歌本的。
Being an usher is not just to distribute hymn books and Bible.
能够把主耶稣基督在你身上介绍出去。
You can manifest and introduce the Lord to people around you.
并且把他能够带进神家的秩序的里面来。
And bring everybody into the order of the house of the God.
我刚刚信主的时候啊。
When I first believe in the Lord.
因为我是一个最不喜欢讲话的人。
Because I was somebody who don't know how to Don't speak much.
我没有信主之前呢，我从来不在公开场合讲话。
Before I was saved, I hardly spoke in public.
我在学校里面读书的时候，也很少去参加讲话的一些活动。
So when I was in school, I hardly participate in anything I need to speak.
凡是要开口说话的场合，我都是躲在后面不参加。
Any situation that I need to That's something that need to speak. I always hide myself.
在我信主之后呢
？But after I was saved,
因为我经常去参加聚会
，I always went to meetings.
所以负责的弟兄就对我说啊
，A responsible brother told me,
你今天来参加聚会啦，你把所听见的回去和你父亲那些弟兄们讲一讲，你今天所得着的。
Now you have heard the word of God. Now why not go home and share this with somebody you know, your family?
我这个人有一个优点呢，我很听话。
I have some merit. I'm somebody who obey.
所以弟兄们叫我做什么，我都不好拒绝的。
So anybody like brother who asked me to do something, I hardly would refuse.
所以呢。他们就叫我要去，你今天听到的，就讲给附近的弟兄们听听。
So you should go to share the word that you heard with your family.
那么我就回去呢，就把在聚会里边呢发的讲义啊，我去给他们念一念。
So when I went home, I just read out what I received and share with them.
就念一念了之后，那些弟兄们也听了，觉得很受感动。
After they heard what I read, they were touched.
所以以后教会弟兄们就越发鼓励我。
So the brothers in the church keep encouraging me.
所以慢慢的呢，我这个本来很不喜欢讲话的人啊，就被主拉到去讲话去了。
Gradually the one like me who hardly speak, now I began to speak for the Lord.
所以呢， 就是我们的功用呢，我这个肢体的功用呢，是需要慢慢去学习去操练。
So as a member, our function is need exercise and need to practice.
一面是生命上追求长进。
One aspect is the growth of our life.
另外一方就学习去锻炼。
Another aspect is we have to learn and practice.
去关心神家各样的事。
To have regard for every matter of the house of God.
以后你就会显明出来，你在哪一方面是主特别要使用你。
So you would recognize which area that our Lord want to use us.
这是第一点了啊。
This is the first point.
第二点呢，我们要看得合乎中道。
Is that we must think of ourselves with sober judgment.
这是罗马书十二章第三节所讲的话。
This is in Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
So we should not think too highly of ourselves. We must think of ourselves with sober judgment.
我们基督徒啊，可能会有两方面的难处。
So there are two problems that with most Christians.
第一方面呢，就是觉得我这个人是没有不会有什么用处。
Someone would think that I am of no use.
我都不行。
I cannot do it.
我唱诗也不会。
I don't know how to sing.
讲道也不会。
I don't know how to preach.
要领会也不会。
I cannot lead a meeting.
你祷告也不会。
I don't know how to pray.
所以常常觉得自己没有什么用处。
They always consider I'm of no use.
看看某某弟兄啊，某某姊妹啊。
Look at a brother and another sister.
你看像小梅啊，她就很有功用。
Like Deborah is of much use.
梁中也很有功用。
Brother Liang is of much use.
我呢
？But for me,
我是什么都没有功用。
I don't have any use.
所以结果呢，我们就把主所给我们一千两银子啊，就埋在地下面，就不用了。
We will hide the 1,000 talents in the ground.
其实好多基督徒都是这样，把主所给我们的恩典，把功用都埋在地底下。
So many Christians these days hide their gifts from the Lord in the ground.
这个当然是不对啊。
This is not right.
主后来就责备那个仆人。
So finally, the Lord rebuilt this servant.
那另外一方面呢，我们有的情形呢，又觉得自己太有用了。
On the other hand, somebody would consider himself to be of much use.
觉得我这个人样样都会。
I can do all things.
你无论叫我做什么啊
，whatever you want me to do, I can do it.
有一个年轻弟兄呢，
there was a young brother many years ago.
他就对我说了。
That's how he told me.
你无论做什么，要我做什么，我都一样都可以做得很好。
Whatever you ask me to do, I can do it well.
从带儿童开始。
Have to care for the children.
或者带诗歌讲道等等等等。
Preaching, leading the meeting.
我什么都可以。
I can do anything.
他觉得样样都是好像思想全能一样。
He thought that he was all able.Can do any all things.
所以这个教会里边呢，也不是每个人都有很多的功能啊。
In church, not all the people can do all things.
我们要看得合乎中道。
We have to think of ourselves with sober judgment.
第一点呢，就是要认识我身上一定会有功用的。
The first thing that you have to recognize. That you must be of some kind use.
既然我是基督身上一个肢体，怎么可能会没有功用呢？
Since you are a member of the body of Christ, you cannot be of no use.
第二点呢，你是一个肢体而已，你也不是全体。
The second point is you are only a member of the body, not all members of the body.
所以呢，你要看得合乎中道。
So that's why you must think of yourself with sober judgment.
我可能是手。
I may be just a hand.
我可能是一条脚。
I may be just a foot.
我可能是这个肢体，可能是那个肢体。
I may be that kind of member or another member.
当然，我们身上有的肢体啊，可以几方面的功用。
Of course, some members have multi functions.
你比如我们的口啊。
Just like our mouth.
至少有两方面的功用。
At least two functions.
一面是吃东西吃下去。
One thing is to eat and swallow.
一面呢也是借着口来讲话。
Another thing is through the mouth you can speak.
所以呢，有些肢体呢也可以两方面、三方面的功用也可以。
Some member have a multi-function, maybe two or three functions.
但是我们绝不是全能。
But we are not all capable.
啊，所以呢。就下面讲到第三点呢，我们肢体之间呢就需要互相配搭在一起。
That's why we come to the third point is all the members have to work together.
因为我们个人的功用都是有限的。
Because each of us have our functions are limited.
所以我们需要和别的弟兄姊妹啊就配搭在一起。
We need to work together with other brothers and sisters.
你看我们的身体很奇妙。
Our body is very marvelous.
比方说哦，我们的肚子觉得饿了，想要吃东西。
For example, when we are hungry, we want to eat.
那么肚子饿了，吃东西当然用口去吃了。
Of course, when you're hungry, you want to eat, you use your mouth to eat.
但这个口想要吃的时候呢，要用手去拿呀。
But if the mouth wants to eat, you need to have the hand to take the food.
那当我的手要去拿的时候呢，那我的腿就要向前走啊。
When my hands are stretch out to reach to the food, my feet have to walk.
那么这个肢体配搭呢，就显出功用来了。
So this all the members work together and create the function appears.
那个肚子饿了，渴就得要需要来吃了。
So the stomach feel hungry and the mouth want to eat.
可以要吃的时候呢，手就去拿了。
When the mouth want to eat, the hand reach out to grab.
手一拿的时候呢，就脚往前走了。
So when the hand reach out to grab the food, the feet walk forward.
所以你看看那个肢体配搭，肢体彼此之间的配搭是何等的美好。
So the so good cooperation between the among the members.
你看看啊。我们拿彼得来说
，we can have an example as Peter。
彼得这个门徒啊，在主耶稣的十二个门徒里面，可以说是他最出头的一个。
So Peter is among the 12 apostles of the Lord is always the forerunner.
所以主耶稣也把天国的钥匙交给他。
That's why the Lord gave him the key to the kingdom.
在这种五旬节时候呢，彼得一传福音呢，三千人得救，五千人得救。
Now when after the Pentecost, Peter stand up and preach, 3,000 were saved, and 5,000 were saved.
但是彼得他是自觉的，在某一方面是约翰比我更好。
But Peter felt that on certain aspect, John was better.
所以在传福音的事情上，主用我用的多一点。
So on the matter of preaching the gospel, the Lord used Peter more.
但是关于主的心事啊，认识主的心意啊，约翰比我懂得更多。
But about knowing the heart of the Lord, John is better.
所以。等到主耶稣那一天说，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
So on the day that Jesus said that one of them would betray him,
这个彼得说，到底是谁啊？他想想，我这件事要去问约翰。
Peter wondered who that was. So he asked John.
这彼得问约翰说，你告诉我们，主所讲的是。是谁呀？
So Peter asked John, who the Lord meant.
那约翰呢？后来把这个问题带到主面前，把问题解决了。
So John brought this question to the Lord, and the answer was resolved.
所以呀，我们在教会里边服侍主啊，我们都需要和弟兄姊妹配搭在一起。
So when we serve in the church, we have to work with brothers and sisters.
第四点
，the four.
每一个肢体啊，都要在身体里边受身体的约束。
So every member in the body have to restrained by the body.
每一个肢体啊，都在身体里面要受身体的约束的。
Every member in the body has to be restrained by the body.
你看看啊， 我们看那个小孩子的成长啊。
When we look at the growth of a baby,
他身体上的肢体啊，都是平均发展的。
The members of his body grow up in proportion.
没有一个肢体是单独生长的。
No body can grow by itself.
他的头、他的手、他的脚、他的身体的每一部分呢，都是渐渐一起增长的。
The head, the hands and feet, all the members of the baby's body grow in balance, in proportion.
假设你看见一个小孩子啊，哎，他头长得特别大、特别大、特别大，别的肢体呢不长大。
If you see a baby, only the head grow big and the other members do not grow.
或者一个人他的手啊，或者他的脚，他的某一部分啊，哎，特别长得大。
Or you see somebody whose only particular member, his body grow.
那你想想这个变成什么了？
So what would it become?
那这个孩子就变成一个不正常的人。
So this is is an abnormal body,
就变成一个怪物了。
Looks strange.
因为当一个肢体，无论是头也好，无论是眼睛也好，哇，这个是眼睛，那个左边的眼睛长得特别大，右边的眼睛长得小小的。
No matter whether it's the head or one of the eye grows especially big.
或者耳朵长得特别大，口长得就小小的。
Or a ear grows especially big and the mouth is very small.
那就是有一个肢体如果不是身体的约束的话呢，那就变成个怪物。
If a member of the body is not constrained by the body, it's become a strange thing.
那就变成很可怕哦。
Would be very dreadful.
在基督教的中间呢，有的人是走个人的道路的。
In the Christians, somebody walk his own way.
作为有一般人呢，他们是做所谓的个人主义。
Some of the Christians are individual.
他们去传福音也好。
When they preach the gospel.
他们去帮助人也好。
Whether helping others,
他无论做什么事情呢，都只顾自己，不顾别人了。
Whatever they do, they only consider themselves, not the others.
你们有没有看见个基督教里面有许多人是这样的
？When you look at the Christianity, you can see many people doing this way.
我只晓得我个人去传福音。
I only know that going to preach the gospel.
他从来不和教会配搭在一起。
But not work with the church.
有的人做这个事情，他只管自己的需要。
So somebody who do certain things for his own need.
我呢，只照着自己，主给我负担什么，我就是做什么。
I do whatever according to my burden from the Lord. I would do it myself.
从来不顾到别的自己的感觉的。
Never considering the other people.
或者我总是喜欢照着自己的意思，照着自己的兴趣做我自己要做的事情。
Whatever I desire or I can I want, I do it.
我不管别人怎么样。
No matter what other people think about.
我自己在主面前受主的引导。
I always led by the Lord.
就不和弟兄姊妹配搭在一起的。
But not working with other brothers and sisters.
这样一来呢，就变成一个肢体单独行动啊，就是整个身体变成一种不正常的光景。
As a result, if the members work by itself, function by itself, so the whole body become abnormal.
所以当一个人真有了圣灵的启示，认识基督的身体之后啊，他就脱离掉个人主义的这个光景。
After somebody received the revelation from the Holy Spirit about the body of Christ, he would be get away from the individualism.
我是一个肢体，所以我服侍主呢，不是照着我自己的喜欢，照着自己的爱好。
Whatever I do, I'm not according to my own desire or delight.
他就要放下自己。
I can lay down myself.
受到基督身体的约束。
To be constrained by the body of Christ.
无论我们聚会也好。
Whatever, when we have gathering.
无论我们侍奉也好。
Or serving.
都在基督身体的约束的里边。
Have to be under the constraint of the body of Christ.
你看使徒保罗。他好几次出外去传道。
We can look at Apostle Paul when he went on mission.
他开始是安提阿的那个 众教士和先知啊为他按手祷告。
In the beginning, he was the apostle laid hands on him before he went on.
他不是单独出去行动。
He did not go by himself individually.
他每一次传道回来之后呢，他又回到安提阿的教会中，或者是到了耶路撒冷，就把自己又交托在教会中间。
Every time after his mission, he came back to Jerusalem or Antioch and commit himself to the church.
因为使徒保罗从他一得救开始的时候啊，神就把基督身体的意象启示在他的里边。
Because when the Apostle Paul was first saved by the Lord revealed the vision of the body of Christ to him.
所以你看见保罗所写的书信呢，他很强调教会是基督的身体。
So in Apostles Paul's letters, he mostly emphasized the body of Christ.
他也强调神赐下各样的恩赐，是为了成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So he also emphasized the gift that give to church by God to have the church established and built up.
这一点呢，也就是在基督身体里面要学习是身体的约束，而不单独行动。
So this is the lesson that we have to learn. We have to be working under the constraint of the body of Christ, not individually.
那第五点是讲肢体之间要彼此尊重。
The fifth point is among the members, we have to respect each other.
第六点讲到彼此同心，不要自欺高大。
The sixth point is live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud.
我想时间的关系，这两点我就不讲了。
Because time constraint, I'm not going to into detail about these two points.
今天就教导到这里。
This is my sharing.
我们请梁正元弟兄和罗永祥弟兄带我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you. We thank you for talking to us about your great mission to show us the precious of your body in front of us. And Lord, we really want to learn this lesson in our life. So Lord, we are really weak. We don't have that ability, but we knowIf we submit ourselves totally to you in front of the cross, you will be fulfill us. And Lord, we thank you to show your vision to us, that us really can learn as the body of the Christ. So we walk together humbly, together to view your church. And thank you, give us the strength, give us the blessings. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.